Welcome back to the Bushnell Project and Making Marriage Great, looking at the spiritual health of men in this series. My name is John Bushnell, trying to help men grow spiritually, especially in the area of marriage as husbands and sometimes as fathers, and looking at spiritual health. So this really is for all men, really for all people of Christian walk, and looking at a book that this month that I think is really relevant to us as Christians, any of us Christian men or women, 10 Questions to Diagnose Your Spiritual Health by Donald S. Whitney. Again, 10 Questions to Diagnose Your Spiritual Health by Donald S. Whitney. And looking at chapter 6, Do You Delight in the Bride of Christ? Do you delight in the Bride of Christ? Now, this, of course, is the church. We are the Bride of Christ, which is hard for us guys, but looking at us as a whole, as the body of Christ. So think about how often you go to church or how often are you active in a small group, whatever you might call that, a life group, a Bible study, a community group, whatever it might be, that we are a part. We gather together, right? We have these things that we do together with other men, that we're provoking one another, encouraging one another, all these things that come to us from God's word. And in the book here, he talks about different things, uses some different scripture, but I love some of his headlines, if you will. One of them is, Do You Delight in Her Willingly? In other words, when we go to church, when we go to a marriage series or a series, a preaching series on marriage, are we being dragged to church by our wife? That's not cool. We need to be going willingly. Are we willingly getting our family involved? Are we willingly getting involved? So something to think about, because we would willingly go with our buddies if they had box seat tickets to an NFL game. We would willingly go out early in the morning in the cold, cold, freezing outdoors for a pheasant hunt. But do we willingly go to church? The psalmist in 122:1 says, I would delight in these people, but more of the spontaneous spirit. I was glad when they said to me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Let us go into the house of the Lord, right? David was glad. Are you glad when it's time to gather together? Or are you waiting for it to end so you can get with your buddies to watch the game? We just got to be honest with ourselves, right? If you haven't tasted and seen that God is good, well, then the NFL is going to entice you more. But as you get to know God, and that will change, I promise you that, if you're meeting the real, true God of heaven and earth. Another thing is, do you delight in the company of those at church? Whether you're an introvert or an extrovert, that's not the question here. The question is gathering with some or many like-minded, Bible-believing, God-centered, Christ-exalting men and women of God, that you really ought to delight in that. And if not, then something's wrong really with us, right? Not with them, it's us. So if they're like-minded and I don't want to gather with them, then something's wrong with my mind maybe, and I need to rethink what am I thinking. But here's some verses to encourage us that the author points out. 1 Corinthians 3:16, you are the temple of God, the Spirit of God dwells in you, right? So if we're the temple of God, then the church is not the building, we are. And then 2 Corinthians, Paul brings this out in 6:16, for you are the temple of the living God. Again, of the living God, that's what we are, the temple of. And then in Ephesians 2:22, Paul writes, you also are being built together into a dwelling of God in the Spirit. So us together is where the dwelling of God in Spirit is able to function. And we have the full functioning body of Christ when we are together, not separated and divided all out. All right, so those are a few things to help us. And then I want to end with this thought is, how majestic do you think the bride of Christ is? So think about your wife. I love my wife. I think she is majestic. I think she is amazing, and from every angle, whether it's visual or from the character of who she is, or in the way that she carries herself, the way that she loves God and loves her husband and loves her children and loves her grandchildren. And so how do we think God looks at his bride? Well, he thinks she's majestic. So we are majestic in his sight. So gathering together as a community of believers, that's a huge thing And that should be a real big thing. And I think it really ought to be more than just once a week. I think we need it more than once a week. So let me exhort us all in a closing that comes from Hebrews chapter 13. And Paul's wrapping up this letter, and he sort of has this prayer or benediction, as some people would call it. And so let me just have this closing prayer with us now. Now, may the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, the great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant, may he equip you with everything good that you may do his will, working in us that which is pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. I was a little long today, guys. Hope you can forgive me on that. I hope you have a great day. And man, another week already. God bless.